What's up, my dudes? This is another episode of Sid Talks. Today we're getting down and dirty, talking about our sports experiences throughout life, but primarily in high school and some good memories we have of wrestling in particular. Today with me, I have Travis.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm real glad you invited me over here again to talk about this. Like, sports definitely a huge thing. I feel like in both of our lives. So I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
Yeah, Travis is a big wrestler. He wrestled a lot in high school and he did very well. I went all the way to states, right?
I was state ranked. Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you wrestled in California, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so
Okay.
like the tournaments like are a little different there. Most states they're divided into like four groups. Like I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of like the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, different size schools. And so like state tournaments in a lot of states are divided by the size of your school. But in California, it's everybody pinned against everybody. So the competition is increased a little bit. And California is just a big state, so you get to wrestle a lot of different guys.
Yeah, that's sweet. Like, what made you get into wrestling in the first place? Because, like, that's obviously like a sport that people like ask me about. They're like, wait, why did you do that? Because, like, they don't get much funding. It's not that popular. Like, more people go to football games or basketball. Like, what made you join wrestling?
No, yeah, definitely. Like it is interesting that like most of my friends like they kind of ask the same thing. They're like, "What is wrestling? Can you like throw punches?" They have all these kind of questions because a lot of people have no idea really about the sport of wrestling and the point systems. And so I actually got into wrestling just like growing up. We would like on Sunday nights sometimes we'd be like, "All right, everyone move the couches. We're gonna wrestle a little
Oh,
bit."
really?
Yeah, it
Like
was real fun.
on carpet or hardwood
On
floor?
carpet,
Oh,
yeah, it was on
okay.
carpet, and it was nothing serious because growing up, we really didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
We just would just kind of try our best to our dad. So I didn't actually know this growing up, but my dad, he actually wrestled and did fairly well as in Arizona. He wrestled and he ended up getting injured his last season wrestling, but he at one
Oh.
point he beat the guy that took second in state.
Yeah.
So he definitely did really good. I really wish he hadn't gotten injured. I would have learned a lot more about that. See what he did, you
Yeah.
know? But yeah, most people that are in the sport of wrestling, I feel like they're born into it,
Yeah.
because like their dad kind of pushes them into it, or they're just like the outcasts of high school. And somehow the wrestling coach just gets a hold of them. It's the before football or before a basketball. Like they're just like, "Hey, I could change how you look into sports and stuff." And so they grab them and put them into wrestling instead. So personally, me, I was a band geek. I was in marching band in high school.
Right on. What'd you
Yeah,
play?
I played trombone.
Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. So that was a huge team effort. And my family were way into music, and so I feel like we are a little musically gifted. And so it was really easy for me to do marching band.
Yeah.
Memorizing the music was super easy for me. Memorizing the spots I had to be in. It is very complicated. A lot of people don't understand that about marching band. And I really do feel like I've learned a lot from marching band, but I really wanted to see what I could do individually.
Yeah.
And no other sport besides wrestling can give you that. Everything else is such a team sport, and wrestling is like, I want to see what you can do against somebody else. You're just pinned against somebody else. What can you do? And it's just kind of like survival of the fittest. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like, my whole experience was I feel like I should be in a official sport of high school. Like, I'm in a high school, I may as well do something. So I joined clubs. I was in like the robotics club, I was in the breakdance club, but I still wanted to do a sport. So I was actually considering joining the football team. A lot of my friends were in it, and they were doing. They're well today. They're in the like NCAA.
No way.
They're like really good.
That's crazy.
And I know, right? Like, should I have done football? No, I'm just kidding. But they're all going that route. But I honestly picked wrestling because it wasn't mainstream.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try something new.
Yeah, like a lot of the stuff you did, like you're talking about, like breakdancing, like
yeah.
not, most people don't do that, you know? Like,
yeah.
So that's crazy cool. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad you like you just had a really wide range of stuff you did.
Yeah. And
that's really cool.
I just had fun with it. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, it was so my first like pre-season conditioning was kind of like an eye-opener. They just invited me to come. They're like, hey, before you spend money on gear, before you invest in, like, joining the team, you should at least try out these workouts that we do as a team. I'm like, oh, workouts? I work out all the time. This is going to be easy. I couldn't have been more wrong. Wrestling is, like, so far in my experience, the hardest I've ever pushed my body
mm-hmm.
in my entire life.
No,
to
definitely.
this day.
I remember like in some of the practices, whenever there was this, like some new guys, it was the beginning of the year and the coach was really pushing us hard, he said, a lot of you are gonna think you will pass out. A lot of you are like, you, I promise you, you will not die. And then, like, but it was in the back of our heads, like, if I keep doing this, I'm going to die. Like there were some points where I would just, like, in between, like, the whistle blowing, I'd take a breather and I'd be like, I'm going to pass out. Like some, like, just so everybody knows, I'm going to pass out sometime soon. But really, like, we never did. Like, it was crazy because, like, your mind tells you you can't do something.
Yeah.
Even though your body can. Like, just for example, like, say you're shocked by electricity and you get thrown across the room. Electricity doesn't push you. Your body does. So if you get thrown across the room, that's your own muscles jumping that far. Like, it's kind of crazy that your body can do amazing things like that, but your mind kind of tells you you can't. So
yeah.
you just have to work your mind and just kind of condition yourself to know that you can push your body beyond the limits of what you can think.
Oh,
and that's
totally.
Definitely what I learned in wrestling.
Yeah, that's a huge David Goggins concept. If you don't know who David Goggins is, he's a really well-known and respected man of men. Like, he is, like, top-notch.
True bad A.
Yeah, true bad A. He has a book. It's called Can't Hurt Me. It's all about that concept that you were talking about, Travis, about your body does so much more than you think it can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about mind over matter. I've really been able to, like, apply that concept throughout my life thanks to wrestling. Because, yeah, like, my first practice, they're like, all right, we're just going to start off with an easy set of 30 minutes of sprinting all out. And I was like, 30 minutes? Hold up, wait. Oh, I think you misspoke, coach. Did you mean 3 minutes of all out sprinting? No, 30 minutes, and we're warming up, and then we'll get started. And, yeah, so the wrestling practice throughout that day got harder and harder and harder. At the end of the day, I couldn't feel any part of my body except for my lips. And I was like, I'm in. I'm joining. So I guess it's because I'm either crazy or I just loved the pain. But I joined that day and really was a fun time. Super fun.
Oh, yeah. I definitely remember those first couple of practices where I looked at like the seniors and I thought, how do you do this? I actually asked one of them. I was like, this is not possible. There's no way. And he just said, give it 2 weeks. Your body will get used to it. And then you'll push yourself farther. And then you'll think, oh, I can't push any farther than this. Give it 2 weeks. Your body will get used to it.
Uh-huh.
You push it harder. And you just keep going and going. And just slowly you become this beast. And like newbies come in to like wrestle and they look at you like, what is this man? Like, and it's just kind of interesting. You kind of tell them the same thing that you got told. You can do it. Just push yourself. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Do you have like a really good memory from wrestling, your experience, like either in practice or at tournaments?
Oh, I remember there was this one specific tournament that I realized, man, I'm getting good. Because like the progression is so slow. At first, like, I remember every single time somebody got on my legs, I just thought, oh no, I'm like, this stinks. Like, and I, like, so I remember, like, my school, we wrestled all year round. There wasn't an off season. Like, you're just supposed to constantly be training. And so, like, I got back over the summer. I was going into my senior year. And I remember thinking, like, this is what I want to do. Like, this is, I'm all in. So I was working out 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you were too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, our schedule was just, like, all around wrestling. I would get up at 4:45 in the morning, lift weights for an hour, 15 minutes or so. Then I'd lift weights again for an hour by myself. Then I'd run for an hour by myself. And then I'd go to wrestling practice for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, like, insane, like, that we would do that. But, and like I was saying, so I, you can't really tell the progression at first, but there was this one tournament. We drove like 6 hours up north, Northern California, where like the tournaments are actually really hard, and it was called the Bash. And I remember I was like feeling good and like whatever, and I was beating everybody that I was up against. And then I just kind of surprised myself. I was like, okay, I'm in the finals. Cool. Yeah. And this is like a really cool tournament where they put a spotlight on you.
Oh, really? Very,
yeah.
That's dude, epic.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, this doesn't always happen, of
no.
course. Yeah. Like, so there's one mat in the middle, spotlight. There's an announcer. It makes it like a whole like battle for everything you got. And so they were like, in this corner, we have, and I forget his name. I'm really bad with names, but he was like ranked third in the state. And and they start talking about all his accomplishments. This guy's won this tournament. He's won this tournament. He's doing amazing. And in this corner, we have Travis Shumway. Woo! Like, my mom in the background. Like, nobody knew who I was. They literally had a pause and then just said, we hope he has a good season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I had no accomplishments.
What?
Yeah.
Dang. So, like, your family cheered you on. And it was just that's awesome.
And so it's just kind of like, man, I'm against these kind of guys now. Like, my level is, like, and the guy I beat previously, I didn't know that, but he was also state ranked. And so it was just kind of like, whoa. And so the whole crowd, they were actually cheering for me because I was the underdog.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of crazy. Like, they were all yelling my name. I'd never felt so pumped. And 10 seconds after the whistle blows, just double-legged him to his feet, or to his butt.
Really?
Yeah, took him down. Like, the whole crowd, two! Like, if you know anything about wrestling, they all yell that.
2 points.
Yeah. And it was just, like, one of the best moments of my life. Just, like, I took him down. He started to get a little scared.
Yeah.
I ended up losing the match.
Oh,
but it was pretty great. And then my coach after that just said, all right, you know, you can handle these guys. You can actually go against them. And that's when I kind of realized, dang, I can do this. Like, this is like something that I can really develop myself with.
Yeah, that's super cool. Mm-hmm. I just remember that whole vibe of, I am trying to kill this guy.
Yeah.
And like, you're just giving all that you have physically in 6 minutes. Like,
oh yeah.
2 minutes of wrestling feels like 2 hours to some people. Like,
definitely.
It is all out.
It's pretty much like running a marathon.
Yeah.
In that 6 minutes.
Yeah. And you don't, like, as a spectator who has never wrestled anybody, mm-hmm. that's like not aware of what's going on the mat,
uh-huh.
they're just looking at it and they're like, are they trying to, like, what's going on here? Like, yeah. They don't understand anything. But like, once you've wrestled, you gain this respect for any wrestler.
Oh yeah.
So
like, any wrestler that goes through that, like, even those ones that really they don't make it very far,
yeah,
I still have a lot of respect for them because they're in the practices. Like, they're killing their bodies so that they can get better. And like, just for the lifestyle that they're in, it's crazy and inspiring to me. Even watching these kids in high school that really haven't made it far, they're still really busting their butt for it.
Yeah. And it really surprised me because as a wrestler, you have this solo mindset. It's all me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my success or my failure is dependent on my effort. Mm-hmm. And it surprised me though, however, that there's a great team camaraderie because everybody on the team understood each other. They all knew how hard each person's working.
Definitely.
And doesn't matter, like, you know, win or lose, but it's how much you give when you're on the mat. And honestly, like, that principle is something that I've tried to apply in my life.
Definitely. Yeah, if you suffer together, you have a bond that will never break. Like, some of those guys I wrestled with, like, we weren't part of the same friend group. They had definitely different standards than I did. But, like, yeah, they were definitely, like, when it wasn't, like, season of wrestling, they were out partying, girls all the time. And so, like, I literally love them, like, but I didn't really hang out with them, like, after school a ton. But when we were in practice together, when we were doing tournaments, there was one point where there was actually a gang that went against two, like, there was these two brothers on my team. And they were a little crazy, these guys. A little, like, something about them. They were, like, they had a short fuse.
Oh, jeez.
And so there's this gang, six guys. It happened at school, like, at, like, after after school happened, but it was still on campus. And these six guys tried to jump the two brothers. The brothers just beat them up, like, demolished them. And after that happened, like, we were, like, together. We were like, okay, these guys are going to try and come after us again. And so, like, the whole team was just, like, so together for that time.
Yeah.
Because we were just like, nobody's going to hurt us. Like, there's no way. And so there's this camaraderie that you, like, you grow to have with each other.
Yeah, sure. I totally agree. Like, I remember my first meet. I didn't make varsity for my first meet. I was really new to wrestling. Most of these guys on my team had been wrestling, like, out of the womb. Like, they were just, like, they were super good, super talented. Just, they had great technique. And so I got to watch the entire match from the sidelines. But I remember just yelling my lungs out for my teammates because I love those guys. And I wanted them to win. So, yeah, I totally agree. Like, those experiences, like, I'll never forget them for sure.
Yeah.
Also, like, losing. I remember my first real match, you know, I got pinned and I was so happy for some reason. I was like, I did it. I literally went ham. Like,
I did it.
I got so many points on this kid, but I lost.
Yeah.
And I remember the bus ride back to the school, and I started to get angry. I was like, okay, it's time to get serious.
Yeah, you get hungry.
Yeah.
Like, after you get a little taste of what a real match is, you're like,
okay,
this is it. All right, I understand now.
Yeah.
You're willing to put in, like, every ounce of effort that you possibly have.
Yeah.
I remember on my first varsity tournament, it was rough. Like, when you first switch from JV to varsity, massive difference.
Yeah.
Especially the way the brackets are formed, the best go against the worst at first.
Yeah.
So the two best guys, they start on the opposite sides and go against the worst guys. And that was us when we first started.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I remember my dad, he was like, he wanted to support me a ton. So he would always go to all my tournaments. He was always tried to be there. And so this is the first one, and he was running a little late. And so he runs in and he's just looking around like, man, because he remembers how it was when he was in high school. He hadn't been at a tournament in years. And so he's looking around, he's seeing people fight each other. He sees one guy, he just looks at him and says, man, that guy, he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And then he realizes, oh no, that's Travis. And so he realizes I'm the one getting just, like, crammed and, like, just getting beat up on bottom, like, about to get pinned. And so he runs over and just, like, starts yelling for me and stuff. And, but I remember that moment of just getting my face, like, shoved into the mat. And it makes you a little angry. It makes you hungry for more.
Yeah.
You want to get back at him and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after that first match, I made a goal for myself. I'm not going to worry about anything else except for making varsity for this year, for my first year. Yeah. And so I had to beat seven other wrestlers in my bracket, my weight class, to get to the spot of varsity. Yeah. So I, like you were saying, like, they pit the best against the newbies or the worst. And I eventually, at one point in the school year, I was able to beat them all and made varsity and stayed on varsity for the remainder of the year. And I that's like one thing I am proud of my wrestling experience was like being able to do that in my first year. But yeah, wrestling is just a blast. Like people think, oh, it's so grueling, it's painful. And yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But really, like, I wouldn't have done that for how long I did it if I didn't enjoy it.
And
I'm really grateful for how fun it was.
There's like no better feeling than walking out of a practice. Your body's just steaming.
Yeah. It's just so hot. Because they lock you up. You're hot boxed in that room for 4 hours.
Yeah. And you're just like steaming. You walk. It's after like a night practice. You walk out into the cold. There's literally steam coming off of you.
Yeah.
And you just know you put everything on there, on that mat. Like, you're almost like limping out of the practice.
Yeah, there's a black eye.
You're just wearing your backpack. I would always like, when I went home, I would always be wearing flip-flops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And I'd just be like kind of like limping out, just like, that was awesome.
Yeah. I would always have my sweatshirt up and I just keep my head up, just walk forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great feeling.
It's kind of funny because I went to church with some of my coaches.
Oh, really?
And so they used to make fun of me, you know. But there was this one Sunday where I came to church with, like, just bruises on bruises and, like, a black eye. Looked like some, like, animal had scratched my face, you know.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're a man now. I was like, you know, you feel that. You're like, this is so much fun. I'm loving it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. my coaches, you're talking about church and stuff. They definitely didn't go to church or anything. And, they demanded that everybody goes to 7 days a week of practice.
Yeah.
Like on Sundays, the whole team would go on a run just like 4 miles. Like it wouldn't be like a whole intense practice, but they expected everyone to show up to go on this run together. And I remember when I first started, I said, sorry, I go to church on Sundays. I'm that's my day of rest. And they were kind of like, no, man, no, like you're putting the team down. You're like,
really?
Yeah, kind of just like, and like, it wasn't like, they weren't like super mad cause it is church, but they were kind of gave that vibe of, oh man, that's super disappointing. And I told them, if you let me have this one day of rest, I'll progress faster than anybody else on the team. And they were like, oh, okay, whatever, man, you do that. And it was crazy cool because by the end, they were totally like cool. They were like, hey, Shumway has his day off. There was one day that they were kind of pissed because 3 or 4 guys missed that Sunday run.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was at the beginning of practice. They said, all right, get up if you didn't show up to the Sunday practice. And I stand up, and they just yell, Shumway doesn't count. He went to church. Sit down.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. You got their respect. That's sick.
It was really cool.
That's super cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, everybody on my team, besides me, was either smoking, drinking, or doing other things to their bodies that just wrecked them during practice. So, like, it was the culture of my team that you're going to work so hard that you're going to throw up. And so everybody on the team threw up, and the coaches just kept pushing them and pushing them until they would throw up.
Yeah.
I never threw up.
Because you're taking care of your body.
I was, yeah.
Like, yeah. And
I was taking care of my body.
They expect you to throw up, and you're like, I'm
healthy. I wouldn't even drink soda during the season, obviously.
Yeah.
Now I drink it, but anyways.
Yeah.
But no, I remember that. But it wasn't that, like, the coaches, they lived those same standards too, but they still would like punish my body. Like they'd still, they're still working me so hard that I want to throw up. Mm-hmm. Like I remember we would do, bench presses with the bar and you think, oh, the bar 45 pounds, super light.
Yeah.
Like you could do that easy claps.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But no, they would have us go. So 50 wide grip, 50 reps, mid grip, 50 reps, tight grip, and then repeat that. 2 times.
Yeah.
So that's like a lot of reps, and it kills your arms.
That's conditioning to the max.
Yeah.
Like you're jello. Like it's.
Yeah. So, you know, being the healthy guy I was, I'd boom, 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 done. And I'd be standing off on the side waiting for the rest of the team to finish up.
Yeah.
And the coach would walk up to me like, what are you doing? I'm like, I just got done doing my reps, coach. He'd be like, well, you're not working hard enough. So he's like, get down, give me some Spider-Man push-ups. And so he just had me doing push-ups.
Yeah.
And I would do push-ups until the whole team finished their reps. Uh-huh. And then once the team was done, he'd come over to me and be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, we're going to do more workouts. I'm like, but you told me to do these reps. And he would just keep, like, pushing my body to its limit. And
no, yeah.
There were times where I wanted to throw up, but thankfully yeah. never did.
No, yeah. Yeah. I remember, like, if there was anybody from, like, the football team, basketball team, they were like, hey, I'll try wrestling out. I'm in shape. I can do this. They'd show up to one practice, throw up. Leave. Like,
that's it.
Never saw him again. Like, yeah. They couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I think the whole defensive line joined the team. Really? They were on it for about a week, and about one guy stayed out of the whole defensive line.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's like, to have a sport so intense that it really, like, you get the cream of the crop, and then people start dropping out even then. Like, if you're, like, so athletic in football, a lot of them still can't handle the intensity of something like wrestling,
yeah.
And the mental, like, strength that you have to have,
yeah.
For that, it's something that's really, like, you have to learn. It, like, it's not something you're naturally born with. Like, you're not naturally gifted. Yeah. I know a lot of wrestlers that really, like, with any other sport, they're not gifted.
No.
Like, you try and you see some wrestlers play basketball.
No.
Oh, they're so bad. Like, yeah, like, wrestlers can run fast, maybe. But if you try and do any other technical sport, wrestlers are, like, the worst at it, I feel like.
It's very true. I totally agree. And I think you're right. It's like, because I've seen wrestlers that were, like, 108 pounds, you know, like, barely any skin on their bones.
Yeah.
Or, like, no muscle. Yeah. But yet, they were the best wrestler. And they did all the workouts that everybody else was doing.
Yeah.
And it was because of their mentality, not anything else. And really, like, the wrestler mentality is something that's continued to help me to this day, helped me stay focused and really have that grit and apply it to work, school, and other things in life. I guess, Travis, like, for you, how have you seen the wrestler mentality or wrestling in general just bless your life today?
Oh, yeah. I definitely say that it's definitely affected my life in a lot more aspects than just sports. You kind of, like, you learn to love the grind in everything you do. That's a big topic in a lot of sports. You just say, love the grind.
And yeah.
The grind is a huge part of your life. And I would say that you start to learn to love the grind in things like school and work. You're just like, even if it's a really hard time, you're just kind of pushing through that because you know it's going to be worth it in the end. So you just have to change your mentality. I know when I first got out of wrestling and started doing schooling and having different jobs, it was kind of hard for me to transition from not doing physical things. Because I was like, oh man, I can push my body to the limits. And it was just like, I can do all this stuff. But it was just kind of, I had to make that transition to doing stuff that you may consider boring at sometimes. And like I know a ton of like really intelligent people that their grind is school. And they think working out is boring. And that's something I completely understand now because I'm trying to make that same transition to using your mental, like the mental stuff I learned in sports to schooling. And it's just kind of like you push that and you start to love the grind. And yeah, that's what you got to use that in all the aspects of your life.
Yeah, I really love that. Like, wrestling, it's not just a sport, but it's a way of life that you can apply to your mentality and the way you live your life today. I think that really, whatever you do, like whether it be wrestling, playing guitar, studying hard chemistry in school, working a 40-hour work week, whatever it may be, you can do your best at it and keep that mentality strong. And it'll really bless you the rest of your life. It's definitely something I'm trying to work on each and every day and just remember the principles that wrestling taught me. But yeah, it's been really good talking with you today, Travis.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah.
Glad to come. I love reminiscing, talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. It was super fun. Just I forgot a lot of the cool memories that just kind of flooded when we started talking. So, yeah, we'll talk to y'all next time, and we'll see you later. Bye.